Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are jumping right into something that, well, it gets photographers talking, doesn't it? RAW versus JPG.
Oh, absolutely. It's a classic debate.
Right. And it's often framed like, you know, one's the pro choice, the other's not. But we want to look at it differently.
Yeah, less like a contest, more like choosing the right tool for the job you're actually doing.
Exactly. It's about a strategic decision for your photography, your creative path.
Yeah.
Is JPG just a stepping stone, or does it have its own, maybe overlooked, advantages?
That's the core question. And what's really key, I think, is that this choice, RAW or JPG, you make it before anything else.
Before shutter speed, aperture, all that stuff.
Yep, before all the usual settings. And honestly, many people don't fully grasp how much that initial choice shapes everything that follows. Not just the image, but their whole process.
Okay. So our mission today is really to help you figure out which format truly serves your vision right now.
Precisely. To give you the understanding to make that call confidently.
All right, let's do it. And I guess the best place to start is, what actually happens, like deep inside the camera, the moment you hit that shutter button?
Good starting point, because that's where the fundamental difference lies.
We all know the basics, right?
Yep.
Sensor captures light. Photography 101. But what's really going on with that data?
Okay, so the sensor records light, yes. But it's recording it as essentially raw numbers, a count of photons hitting each tiny pixel. It's pure, unfiltered electrical signal data.
Like the absolute raw ingredients.
Exactly. And if you set your camera to raw, that's pretty much what gets saved. All that detailed raw sensor data.
Uh-huh.
Think of it like a digital negative. You remember film negatives?
Vaguely. Shows my age.
Huh. Well, like a negative, the raw file has all the information captured, tons of color depth, usually 12 or 14 bits per channel, which is billions of colors, huge tonal range. But
that's not a picture yet.
Right.
Yeah.
It needs developing. You have to process it using software to make it viewable, shareable, printable. It's the potential, not the finished product.
Gotcha. So RAW is the untouched negative. What about JPG then? If you choose that, the camera's doing more work up front.
A lot more work. Instantly. It takes that same RAW sensor data, but then the camera's internal processor kicks in.
And it starts making decisions.
Instantly. It applies white balance, adds contrast, interprets color based on the picture style you chose, maybe adds sharpening, reduces noise.
Wow. Okay, all in that split second.
All in that split second. Then, crucially, it compresses the image using what's called lossy compression to make the file smaller. And then it saves it.
So the JPG is like the finished print from the photo lab, straight out of the camera?
That's a perfect analogy. Developed, printed, ready to go, viewable on anything immediately.
Okay, that distinction is clear.
Yeah.
So let's dig into RAW first. You mentioned the potential, the flexibility. That's the big draw, isn't it?
It absolutely is. With RAW, because you have all that original data, you have incredible latitude in editing.
Like what specifically can you do?
Well, people say you can push and pull the image like clay. Because of that higher bit depth, 12 or 14 bits versus JPG's 8 bits, you have so much more information to work with.
Meaning
you can often rescue shots that might seem ruined. You can adjust exposure significantly after the fact. Maybe you underexposed a bit. You can often bring back shadow detail without it looking terrible.
Or if you overexpose.
Same thing, up to a point. You can often recover detail in highlights that would just be pure white, totally clipped in a JPG. Think clouds, wedding dresses.
Right, those tricky bright areas.
Exactly. And color correction is much more precise, much more powerful. You can shift colors, adjust white balance non-destructively without things falling apart or getting those weird color bands.
So total control.
Pretty much. You can fine-tune contrast, sharpness, noise reduction, everything to your exact taste. This is why pros doing commercial work, fine art, landscapes where every pixel matters, they often shoot raw. It gives them the ultimate creative control.
Okay, that sounds amazing, but there's always a but, isn't there? What's the flip side? You hinted at needing to develop it.
Right. The flip side is responsibility, time, and skill. It's not magic.
Meaning you need the software?
You absolutely need specific software, things like Lightroom, Capture One, DxO Photo Lab, and you need to learn how to use them effectively, which takes time and effort.
And it's not just learning the software, it's the processing time for each photo.
Yes. Each RAW file needs individual attention, even if it's just basic adjustments and conversion.
Yeah.
If you shoot hundreds or thousands of photos at an event, well, that adds up to a lot of time behind the computer.
which might not be practical for everyone.
Not at all. And remember, even after editing, you still have to export that raw file as a JPG or TIFF or something else to actually share it online or print it. You can't just email a raw file to your gran.
Okay, so raw.maxpower, max control, but also max effort required.
That's a good summary.
Now let's switch gears to JPG. You hear it dismissed sometimes, you know, oh, that's just for beginners or it's lower quality. Is that fair?
Honestly, no. I think that's mostly snobbery, like you said earlier. JPG has its own distinct strengths.
Its main strength being?
Immediate gratification, speed, simplicity. You take the picture, it's done. Ready to share, ready to print, ready to post, right out of the camera.
No extra steps needed.
None. And in many situations, that immediacy is way more valuable than having infinite editing options you might not even use.
And it's not like the camera's just guessing, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned the processing. It's actually quite sophisticated.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. You're essentially collaborating with the camera engineers.
Collaborating? How so?
Those engineers have spent years refining the image processing pipelines inside cameras. They understand color science. They know what kind of contrast curves generally look pleasing, how much sharpening to apply.
So you're leveraging their expertise.
Exactly. When you shoot JPG, the camera is applying all that built-in knowledge. It handles the white balance, the color, the tone curve, noise reduction, all those little tweaks you could do in RAW, the camera does them for you. Instantly.
So it's like having an expert assistant inside the camera.
In a way, yes. Now, is it making the exact same choices you might make? Maybe not. That's the trade-off. You give up some control for that convenience and speed.
But the results can still be excellent.
They absolutely can be. Modern cameras produce fantastic JPGs straight out of the box. Plus, the files are much smaller because of the compression.
Ah, right. File size. RAW files are huge, aren't they?
They are significantly larger, yes. Which means more storage needed, slower transfer times. JPGs are much more manageable.
Okay, so if we ditch the snobbery, when does shooting JPG make, like, perfect strategic sense?
Oh, tons of situations. Think about everyday life. Documenting family moments, kids growing up, holidays, travel snaps.
Things you want to share quickly.
Exactly. Or if you're focused on social media, like Instagram, speed and consistency right out of the camera can be huge when the story, the moment, is the main thing, not pixel-level perfection.
Does it ever make sense for pros?
Definitely. Think about photojournalists or sports photographers on a tight deadline. They often shoot JPG because getting the image sent off immediately is critical. Seconds count.
Right. Speed is everything there.
Or, say, an event photographer shooting candids at a reception. They might shoot JPGs for quick delivery to an online gallery that same night for guests to see. Maybe not the main wedding portraits, but for those quick, shareable moments. JPG is often the way to go.
So it really depends on the purpose of the photo.
Entirely. What you need the image to do.
That leads to another point.
Mm-hmm.
The learning curve. RAW clearly demands a lot. Software skills, color theory, time.
It really does. If you want to master it, it's a commitment.
How did JPG compare in terms of skill development? Is it just easy mode?
Not necessarily easy mode. It's different. It lets you focus entirely on the act of photography. What photographers did for, well, a century before digital editing took over.
AJ.
Seeing the light, composing the shot, nailing the exposure in the camera, capturing that decisive moment. With JPG, you don't have that huge safety net of fixing it later.
Hmm. So, this is interesting. Could shooting JPG actually make you a better photographer in some ways by forcing you to get it right initially?
I genuinely believe it can. It's like photography bootcamp, as you put it earlier. Constraint breeds creativity, and it definitely breeds technical skill.
How so?
Well, if you rely too much on RAW, it's easy to get a bit lazy. You think, it doesn't matter if the exposure's a bit off, we'll fix it. Or white balance is tricky here, I'll sort it in Lightroom.
The fix it in post mentality.
Exactly. But with JPG, because you have much less leeway for big fixes, you have to pay more attention up front. You learn to read the light better, to nail your exposure settings, to get the white balance right then and there.
You're forced to master the fundamentals.
Precisely. You compose more carefully because cropping significantly isn't ideal. You focus more intently. You learn to see the final image before you press the shutter.
So mastering JPG first could build a stronger foundation.
I think so. Then, if you decide to move to RAW, it becomes an expansion of your creative toolkit, building on that solid foundation, rather than being a crutch to compensate for weaknesses in your shooting technique.
That's a really powerful way to think about it. Okay, so wrapping this up, the big takeaway seems to be, JPG isn't just a beginner format or a compromise.
Not at all. It's a totally valid, powerful, strategic choice depending on your goals, your workflow, and what you need your images for.
Both RAW and JPG can lead to fantastic photos. They just serve different purposes.
Exactly. And ultimately, the best format, the best camera setting. It's the one that keeps you shooting, the one that fits your life and lets you capture what matters to you.
That's the key, isn't it? Removing friction so you actually take the photos.
Couldn't agree more.
And maybe the real deep dive isn't just RAW versus JPG, but thinking harder about what you actually want your photography to do, to say, and realizing that, you know, your vision matters more than the file spec.
Hmm.
I've even seen courses specifically teaching how to get incredible results from JPGs.
Which proves the point. Vision and skill trump specs every time.
So the challenge to you listening is experiment. Try both. See what fits your process, your style, your goals right now, and just keep shooting.